Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the Radical Broccoli podcast. It is so nice to finally be recording again. We have had a couple of months break, and now today we just felt like it was time.
A much needed break, which was really healthy for us, so that now we have inspiration and we have joy, and we have such pleasure of recording again, which is how we like to work. And we're so happy to be back in your ear. We've missed it. We've missed you. We've missed connecting through these topics that we talk about. And we're so grateful. We received so many messages asking, where is the podcast?
Yeah, just that is like unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's so nice to be missed.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And and we have so much to share as well. So much has happened over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And not least what we've been learning. And I think we want to start with a little update.
Yes.
On what's going on. And then today we have a really cool theme that I think you will like. Very empowering. Something we talked about so much last week. At the Radical Hearts Retreat, which yes. We will of course share about. Stay tuned for that. And just thank you so much for being here. We really, really appreciate every single one of you listening and tuning in and wanting to empower yourself.
Wanting to make your life better.
Yeah.
That's what really connects us all together, and that's been our passion for years, and the results that we are seeing in our lives. It's just incredible. So it's super fun to share everything, all the tips and tricks that we have with you. And we really, really want the best for each and every single one of you.
Yeah. So let's start with a little update.
Yeah.
We are currently in Ericeira in Portugal. And last week we had our very first retreat.
Yeah. I'm just smiling just thinking about it. It just filled my heart so full, and the reason I know that it was so aligned for us is that the second day of the retreat I woke up early, fully energized, so ready to create the next day and the day after that and the day after that, and we had such flow. It was like we're really being assisted along the way, in addition to the fantastic clients and people who joined the retreats. It was such a beautiful group. Everyone really connected with each other. Everyone had lots in common, and it's like very easygoing, very easy to talk to everyone. A very trusting and heartwarming group. And we also have an incredible team. It was you and me, and it was Pernille and Malin, Team Radical Broccoli, for this retreat. And we created everything together, and they were such a good support for us, so that we could focus really on the main bits, which was our workshops and all the transformation we wanted to provide for these incredible women who joined our retreat. And the retreat was in Ericeira also. Tell us a little bit what we did.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, it's been weeks planning.
Yeah,
and
months.
And it's very nice to see how all the details fell in place.
Well, they didn't really fall in place, but yeah.
Well, in the end, you know, it was work, and then,
yeah,
you know, the results came.
Yeah, of course.
And so we were in a place called Barefoot, and the first day everybody arrived, got their rooms, and we had this beautiful dinner. An initiation circle, and we all just shared our intentions, and it's so nice because we went so deep so fast.
Yeah, it went straight in.
Yeah, it was like no shyness. It was just like, and what is also very beautiful is that we know so many of these women from our membership, so we've all shared a lot over the last months and year. And to be able to spend a week together in real life, it's like, it's so meaningful. So that was just really beautiful. And everybody brought such unique
flavor into the group. And yes, we had some really, we had a workshop each where we talked about, you talked about shadow, integrating your shadow and what is your shadow, why is it important, and why is it often like the biggest thing stopping us or preventing us from doing what we actually want.
Would be fun to make an episode on that.
Yeah. It's actually really fascinating. And we have had, I had a workshop on more on integrating this and how to take action. Like when you know your shadow, when you know your triggers, when you know yourself, that's one thing. But then comes with more consciousness, more responsibility, because then you have actually the power to change your life in the direction that you want and to not stay in victim mode. And that was, is so important to talk about. So that was really cool. And we have had surfing. We had a cup session, which was truly wild and transformational.
Yeah, cup Kundalini awakening process with the facilitator that we had in our, when we went to the retreat in Sintra. So that was beautiful. I didn't join that session, but I was watching it, and that was such a different experience, but so deep for me as well. As soon as they started, just tears started streaming from my face, and I just saw all the beautiful individual expressions of all the women, and it was like watching all of life happen at once. Every single emotion, every single way of uniquely moving around and uniquely being, and yeah, everyone is just fully themselves, fully immersed in the experience. This is great.
Yeah. And not least the transformation that have occurred after, like off the mat, after it's done.
Yeah, in combination with the workshops, and I think the brave courage of surfing and connecting and stating your intention. I think everything we did tied very well together.
Yeah. And we also have had cacao ceremony.
Yeah.
Which was so beautiful. And a lot of, I had a lot of coaching. You had readings.
Yeah.
Which was also, I think, such a good addition, because when you really want to reach your goals and intentions, to get that extra support and to get more clarity on exactly what you need to do and exactly who you are and what's aligned for you, that makes the biggest difference. Yeah, that's what we've done over the years, and that's why I think we've been able to shift so much, is because we actually got help.
Yeah.
And dared to do the things that we came up.
Dared to take those freaking scary actions, totally contradictory to what your ego says that you should do. So yeah, closing the retreat was very emotional for all of us. We all felt very raw and open and connected, and it was sad to see them go, but it was also so beautiful to send them out, and you saw this new energy and vitality in their eyes. And we've also been connecting over this week, and they've been sharing some of their breakthroughs and transformations. And we'll also have a catch-up call soon so that we can hear everything.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And we've just had these beautiful surroundings in Portugal. We've had amazing food every day.
Yeah. Amazing weather every day.
Yeah. It was just like, and we've had just time to have fun, dance. We've danced a lot.
Yeah,
I forgot to say that.
Oh, you had the best morning session the second day.
Yeah.
So nice. Yeah. Yeah, I feel so deeply connected with my purpose and what I'm actually here to do. And that's the best feeling in the world. But it was also emotional for us. It was challenging. It's our first retreat to hold the space. Meanwhile, you're going through your own process. So that's huge learning. But I feel like we handled it well. We didn't really go, we like kept our own stuff really on the side. And then we set aside specific time to share it with each other so that we wouldn't really impact each other's process and like make a whole enmeshed
thing out of it.
Yeah.
Which is something we've learned throughout the years.
Oh, yeah.
Very valuable lessons.
Yeah. Yeah. And also just always having check-ins with the team and like always making sure that everybody's communicating well.
Yeah.
It went so well.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Incredibly well. And we had a very fun pop-up Radical Broccoli Shop talk.
Yeah.
Where we shared everything about the products. If you're new to our universe, we have a shop called the Radical Broccoli Shop where we've really handpicked every single product. But we've actually handpicked the brand through connecting with the different entrepreneurs and their message and their story. And we shared a little bit about each one of them with the retreat participants.
Mm.
And also like their spiritual side, their consciousness, how they work as a brand. And yeah, it was super, super fun.
Yeah.
And of course, all the benefits of the actual products.
Yeah.
It's a wide range.
So if you're wondering, it's definitely something we're going to do again.
The retreat? Yeah. 100%. Mm. We're already planning the next ones.
Yeah.
And we have a wait list. So if you are interested, you can send us a DM already with your email and we'll sign you up for the wait list.
Mm.
Because the last one got sold out really quick and I'm sure the next one's going even faster.
Yeah.
So it's good to be ready when it's launched, but we will of course share more about that way before.
Mm.
Yeah. And how do you feel now after the retreat, a week after?
Yeah. Now I'm starting to just feel really good about it. I have felt good about it the whole time, but also I just felt very tired after.
Yeah.
But I think it was a combination of me having jet lag the whole week.
Yeah, because you came straight. Annette came from Costa Rica Sunday evening.
Yeah.
And then we started Monday morning.
Yeah. And then, you know, we do work from like 6-7 in the morning till 11 at night.
Yeah.
And then I was awake a couple of hours every night. But it was fine because it was just in such flow.
Yeah.
So I just didn't really... I tried not make it an issue, but after, of course, I felt it.
Yeah, we were both very tired this weekend.
Mm.
And just basically tried to do as little as possible.
Yeah. And I did actually have a lot of... I did have a lot of, like, emotions that were... That comes from sleep deprivation, like anxiety.
Mm. Yeah.
But I ask for help when that happens. And then I get help to sort of calm down my nervous system. And it had nothing to do with the retreat. It was more other things that I wasn't able to sort of get into during the week. I feel so grateful and happy. And like, I have so many new friends.
I'm hoping everyone moves here.
Yeah.
So
it was also so fun to go skating and see everybody like try new things.
Yeah. That was incredible.
Mm. No, it was really, really... We couldn't have asked for a better retreat experience.
No.
So...
Such big learning.
Yeah. And you? How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel really, really blessed. Really good, really connected. I'm still tired and we were thinking, okay, next time we're going to take a week off after.
Yeah. Because now we kind of, it was like weekend and then Monday and we had so much work to catch up on.
Yeah, so we exhausted ourselves a bit.
Yeah.
But.
Why do we never learn?
We do.
But we actually had a lot of deadlines. Though, yeah.
So we will take a slower week next week.
Mm.
We're not always the best planners.
No. That is something I'm sure we can improve on.
We're more go with the flow people, which sometimes isn't great.
Yeah.
But it always works out.
Mm.
But yeah, rest is so important. When the body says you need to rest, there is nothing else to do.
Mm. And that actually brings us to today's topic, I think, really nicely.
Yeah.
Because we want to talk about how, like, no matter where you are, if you're in deep lack, if you feel like overwhelmed, or if you just feel like meh. Like,
if you feel depleted.
Yeah.
Or just
something is off. How can you get back into alignment? And what does alignment mean? And is it actually possible? Mm. Or are we just stuck in a rut when we're in, stuck in a rut? That is a topic I really think is so interesting to talk about.
Very. I think one of the first things that comes to mind when we go into that is it always necessary to pick yourself up?
Mm. To sometimes just like be in a rut?
Not necessarily in a rut, but if you are down, if you feel depleted, if you feel exhausted, do you have to do things that make you feel better? Or can you just be?
Mm. Yeah, that's a good question. Sometimes I really like to, like I have some days where I just go back to bed and just really rest until I feel completely rested. And just, if I feel sad, I just lay there. I just feel it and literally just block out the world and stay there. And usually it's the best medicine for this, because it's like if I don't, then it's like it will still be there, but I never listen to it.
Just lingering.
Yeah.
So that is sort of letting go and not actually trying to change anything.
Mm.
But sometimes we are in a bit of a funk over a period of time. And that is sometimes when our brain just wants to be in a bit of a, like, sadness or just in the state that you can't really get yourself out of. That is when you sometimes just need to shift it.
Mm-hmm.
Because your brain also becomes addicted to certain emotions. So if you are a person who lives a lot in fear or a lot in stress or a lot in sadness, that's very familiar emotions to your brain. This is researched so much. So your brain wants to go back to that familiar state. It's like a path that is easy for the brain. Like zap, zap, back there, back there, back there. And that is when we need to actually make some changes in order to feel better. To shift ourselves out of that state. And what can we do then?
Yeah. I feel like it depends on the circumstance, but if we are in, let's say, situations where let's say you're out of money or something, that literally means that you have taken some negative choices. And it means that, because it's our circumstances always reflect our choices, basically. It's that easy. Which comes from our thoughts, which comes from our beliefs. And we are all the time 100% responsible for what we create, which sometimes is like, yeah, and sometimes it just sucks.
Yeah.
And all the time we're creating karma.
All the time.
Mm.
Every single action we take creates a result.
Mm.
That we will be able to see and experience in our lives.
Yeah, and karma is not out to get you.
No.
It's neutral. It's just an energetic response to our actions.
Yeah.
So it's like if I have taken a lot of negative choices, let's say for me, because I have had like a soul reading, I know that I'm very all about relationships, divine love, energy. And let's say that I've taken a lot of choices where I isolate myself, where I don't take care of my relationships, where I overgive, which is like my biggest learning, or where I'm stuck in the ego and I don't give anything at all.
Hmm.
That, for me, tends to create lack. And it can show up in my health or it can show up in my bank account. And then I know that I can actually, no matter how bad it gets, turn it around by starting to make one positive choice at a time. And typically, negative choices can be like, yeah, I'm going to this family gathering because I feel obligated to do so. I don't want to, but I just want to please everyone. And then I feel depleted. And next choice can be like, yeah, no, I, what can it be?
I see that they are feeling like this, so I'm gonna go in and help them without them even asking me.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna do it even though I'm tired, I'm stressed, I'm blah blah blah. I'm just gonna give for myself, and they need it.
Yeah. That's a big one. Fixing people.
Yeah, who don't ask to be fixed.
Yeah.
Or it can be just feeling totally imbalanced in a relationship, like you don't get anything back, but you just keep staying in it.
Yeah.
You just keep taking shit.
Mm.
But this is, again, very specific for how you function.
Yeah.
And actually how I function as well.
Mm.
That is, we're very, very different, but this specific thing is something that we have absolutely in common.
Yeah. And so for me then, I need to start to make positive choices, and that means taking choices based purely on love. And that can be like, first of all, giving myself maybe some time off. It can be having to set some really healthy boundaries. It can be saying no a lot.
Yeah.
It can be opening up to someone when it feels really, really scary. And trespassing, whatever, what do you say? Overcoming the ego.
Yeah.
It can be giving, but in the right places.
Yeah.
And that's sort of how you can start to create more positive, and you will see the results straight away.
Mm.
And for me, it's often showed up in like me having to take very big choices, like literally big risks. Often involving a lot of money, or like, yeah, like really big risks where you can risk being really hurt, for example. And it's so, so, so scary. But these are the times where I've really made the biggest crossroads and biggest shifts in my life.
Yeah.
Which is kind of incredible.
And that touches upon what we talked about during our morning walk, which is that, which is very well known, but something we need to be reminded of, is that if we never take any risks, we're just going to have a mediocre reward all the time.
Yeah.
The people who really do it, make it big, not saying everyone needs to make it big, but they take really huge risks, and you don't always succeed.
Yeah.
You fail. Mm. You learn. Pick yourself up again and you try differently.
Mm.
And this is also why we really, really recommend to get to know yourself at the soul level.
Yeah.
Who are you as a soul?
Mm.
Why did you come here? Why did you incarnate in this body, in this lifetime? Because when you know that, you can navigate what's positive choice, what's a negative choice. Because what we tend to do before we know that is just to navigate based on what we see in other people's life.
Mm.
And that can be the recipe for catastrophe.
Mm. That's what we've done all our lives.
Yeah. We're like, okay, this is the right thing to do. Career, it's 5 years of studies. Go into this job, follow this path. And we just felt so, or I felt so off.
Mm.
I was like, what the hell? How can this work for anyone? Of course it works for someone, because they're constructed in a whole different way than I am.
Mm.
And then I decided to go inwards and look, okay, but who am I really? Who am I at a soul level? And once I know that, it just feels so much easier to take choices.
Mm.
It's not always easy to do the actual action because of fear.
Yeah, a lot of fear. I feel like I fear every single day and I still do it.
Yeah.
Especially lately, it's almost like the universe has turned up the volume.
Yeah.
It's like asking big fucking things every single day. And every day I'm like, oh my God, okay.
It's because we set such strong intentions, and we have very specific goals, both financially and intentionally, with what how we want to impact the world.
Mm.
So of course we need to do big things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to say that me and Annette are here to assist you in this journey. We have very unique qualities when it comes to that. We can help you. I'm offering soul readings and Annette is offering coaching. So combination of those two would really be able to integrate some deep work if you're interested in that. I'm just saying, because we are here and we are available for bookings. So you can reach out on the message to either of us privately or Radical Broccoli if you want to know more about that. But yeah, coming back to what we talked a little bit about when we feel... Okay, have a good example. Last week, I was sitting and doing some work, and then something really triggered me, like one type of email or something, or something that happened. And then I just felt like my chest was just like closing up. And knowing myself as well as I do, I knew that, okay, this is an emotion that just needs to reprocess and come out right now. Luckily, I work from home, so I put away the computer. And what I did was put on some music. And then I just started to move intuitively with the music, just doing exactly what my body asked. I cried, all the emotions came up, and I like shake them off, and I used my breath and everything, and I just visualized how the emotions just came through right away. No blocks, nothing stopping it. And I think it took 5 to 10 minutes, and then I pulled myself out of something that could have gone all day. I could have taken the trigger, internalized it, projected it out on you and everyone around me, and just like been angry and not understanding myself. But instead I just, yeah, I took it right away, and that just felt so good and empowering. And like a very good trick to have if you feel triggered. And that's something we can learn from animals also. They, when something happens to them, they just shift it right away. If they've been in a little fight or something, if you watch them, they will yawn, they will shake, they will adjust themselves until their vibration is back to neutral. And that's something we can do as well. And do you have any other tips to how we can shift our vibration like that, like quickly?
Well, I think the trickiest thing is that sometimes the ego tries to convince you that like you're a victim, or it's the other way around, or something like that.
Or it's someone else's fault.
Having like this honest check-in, and really, I think it's so beautiful. We work sometimes with Else from IKEA Klinikken in Oslo.
Yeah.
And she said to me like, Annette, your only job is to filter absolutely everything through your heart. Every decision, like stop thinking so much. Yeah. Don't go into your brain. Just think through your, feel through your heart and take all the decisions from there. And I don't know, even just saying that, I'm like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, so soothing.
So soothing.
Oh, it makes every decision so easy.
Yeah. Literally. So it's just like filter everything through your heart and stop thinking so much.
Yeah.
And then you will automatically see like where you have to give more and where you have to, like what is the next natural thing to do. And it's so individual for every one of us. But what I have noticed through coaching, and what is like the one thing that we all have in common, is that we have some relationships often in our lives where that are imbalanced and take a lot of energy, but we're too afraid to break that cycle.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of addicted to it or stuck in it, and we think that we're doing the other person a favor by keeping that cycle going, and actually it's the opposite. We're doing everybody a disfavor. And every relationship has the possibility to transform. That's what's so cool.
So amazing.
Like the amount of transformation we've had in ours.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that we will continue to have.
In between us, you mean?
Yeah. That's wild. And we've had like periods where we absolutely had no emotional contact. We've only talked business, for example.
Yeah.
And it's been so healthy. And we used to share. We used to like feel everything the other person was going through. It was so intense. Like we had no
boundaries.
We were like, it was like every time somebody that could read energy saw us together, they were like, you're one.
Yeah.
And now finally they're like, wow, you're so different.
Yeah. It's so great. And I don't feel everything that you feel.
No, because we don't share also everything, and which I think is like a really big key.
Yeah, and when we choose to share, we kindly and politely ask if the other one has space.
Mm.
And if one says no, it's fine. Mm. Sometimes ego gets a little bit upset. Mm. It's like, ah, so you don't have time for me anymore or something like that.
Yeah.
But we've seen the consequences of us oversharing all the time.
Yeah.
And it's devastating. Mm. It's like feeling emotions for two people,
yeah,
who really, really feel their emotions all the time. There's not much energy for anything else then.
No, it took all the energy, and that again affected our finances and our health.
Yeah.
So.
Not doing that again.
No.
But if you have someone in your life that you feel a little bit enmeshed with, know that there's potential transformation to a new, healthier relationship if you are willing to do the work.
Mm.
You need to be willing to have honest conversations.
Mm.
And that willingness, it comes from just frustration and just like, fuck, I'm not going to be sick anymore. I'm not going to be not having any money anymore.
Mm.
Not going to feel like shit anymore. It's not worth it.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to take this step. I'm going to transform this.
Yeah. Yeah, and seeing the correlation between like a health issue and it's actually not about your health. It's about energy, life energy, and where are you giving it away?
Yeah.
Where are you using it up?
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
It's so cool. It gives us the power to really shift anything. Mm. And that feels soothing to me. Because mm. that was basically the cause of all my anxiety.
Mm. Me too.
Like, I feel so out of control mm. with my health. It's like I can die any second. But now I know, no, I have the power to shift these things.
Mm.
I can create the best health. And I think, yeah, we're probably both of us at the healthiest place, physically, mentally, emotionally, that we've and ever, ever been.
And I think that is because of the changes we've done in our relationship. It's yeah. nothing to do with food or training or where we live. It is
no.
all to do that we finally
cut the cord. And the umbilical cord.
Yeah. And it took like 30 years, but
yeah.
that is, and I'm sure we're still going to have some like hiccups, bumps in the road and things like this, but it just taught me everything about energy and that it has nothing to do. Like people are like, but what are you eating now? What's your workout? I'm like, it same. Like it is not about that.
No.
And I think that's so fascinating because so many people I talk with come to me with specific issues, for example, related to eating. Or related to like not feeling good on your body. And now that I know that it has nothing to do with what you're eating or how your body is, it's just so freeing because I know now that yeah. it's so possible to shift and you don't have to focus on what you thought you had to focus on.
No, you can let go of the control. You can enjoy food.
Mm.
You can enjoy working out whenever you want to and not doing it the rest.
Mm.
I mean, I feel so free around food and exercise.
Mm.
I do it because I feel good in my body, but I also eat chips like every other day. No problem about it.
Yeah.
There's no shame. There's no guilt.
Mm.
Because I know that the next day or same day, I will naturally crave so many healthy foods.
Yeah.
And yeah, the largest source of vital force energy is through my relationships.
Yeah.
And we're all, as Rachel Bloom said so beautifully in our new moon ceremony a few days ago, we are relational beings. We are here to relate to everything and everyone that we meet. So if we can find balance in the way that we relate to not only people, but even food and health and our environment and animals and ourselves, then we have the possibility to just turn on the flow of vital force energy
mm.
so much more than we ever had.
Mm.
And we have the power to do that every single day. You can change tomorrow if you want to.
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
But that's also something I really wanted to talk about, because what I also see is the biggest difference in people who actually want to change and people who just want to stay stuck in the same cycle over and over again, year after year after year.
Yeah.
Because I think that what people who maybe see our lives on Instagram, they're like, oh, beach walks every day and vegan food.
Acai bowls.
But the risks and the big jumps and the money spent and the emotional transformation and like every single day that we do, it's so much. There's not a single day where I don't feel like I do some sort of up-leveling or take a choice or break down or fail. Like, every day is transformation and I say yes to everything.
It sounds exhausting.
Yeah, but actually it's like, that's why I feel like somehow been able to create the dream life.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's not exhausting. It's the most rewarding thing in the world.
Mm. But I just want people, like, I want you to understand that it's not easy, but at the same time, it's a choice every single time to take the risk or to take the challenge or to spend that money that felt uncomfortable.
To have the conversation, to set that boundary.
Mm.
It's usually those things.
Yeah.
And it's more uncomfortable in the beginning than it is after a while.
Yeah. But still, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. But it creates freedom in your life. It creates freedom for your self-expression. You can be exactly who you are with every single person in your life.
Mm.
It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel like you're in a box or like you have to do this and that. The obligation energy can go away. The discomfort of always holding too many other people's emotions. There is such rewards from being brave and making the change. Abundance is the reward.
Mm.
You get a flow of life force energy.
Yeah. And then, you know, oftentimes you hear like, oh, you're so lucky you can do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, tell me more. You can do that.
Yeah.
Everyone can do that.
And not everybody is designed to do it. Some are designed to live more like they want to live. And so it's not like everybody's meant to have the exact same life.
No.
But just know that when you have a desire, it's because it's meant for you. It's not random.
No.
And we all have such different desires. So let's say you're like, oh, I really want to move. And then you get all of this, like, no, but I can't, it's too expensive, I don't know anybody there.
I don't have any work there.
Yeah. Yeah, all of
It's going to ruin all my relationships.
Yeah. All of these thoughts will come up, but the difference between taking that jump and not, that is literally everything.
That is someone who's willing to change and make their life better or not.
Mm. And yeah, you can fail. But
of course. But that's the life journey.
But you never really do, because then the next time you will start to trust yourself and your intuition and you will start to know.
And it gets easier because you've already taken so many of those types of choices. So yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And for some, the process takes a bit longer. For some, it's a bit slower. I know that I'm kind of like...
You're here to make change.
Yeah.
Fast and big.
Yeah. Literally.
So just know also that we're not all created the same. It's very important to remind us about. And again, it's about looking into you.
Like, yeah.
Look inside. Don't look to anyone else, how they create, how they do things. Mm. I mean, get inspired, of course, if it can help you, but create uniquely for you. It's easy to get caught up in the trends. Like, let's say during COVID, it was like, everyone needs to work remote or be an entrepreneur and sort of something like that. And for some, it's just not their thing.
Mm.
So be radically honest with yourself. That is key.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm.
So, yeah, that is a little bit about how to get back into alignment.
Yeah.
What about the small stuff? Like, what about the positive, like going for a walk, all of these small things.
Yeah, the well-being part. So important. So important. Sometimes I'm really, really lazy. And I just don't do anything that makes me feel good. And I just want to lay on the couch for 4 hours and watch Netflix. But that also kind of feels good.
Grace and Frankie.
Yeah, I'm little bit, yeah, I'm deep into Grace and Frankie because it puts me in the state where I'm just not thinking about anything. I'm just totally absorbed by the series, which feels good. But sometimes I'm like, okay, this has gone too far. And I'm not usually like that. It's just like a little phase I'm in now. And then when I get inspired.
I think it's good. You've been like a workaholic perfectionist all your life.
Yeah. Maybe it's like. Maybe it's the best thing that ever happened.
The pendulum swinging.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I really need a lot of rest and relaxation now. So that's what I'm prioritizing. That's what I feel in my body that I need. But of course, I also love going for walks. I love soothing myself. I love getting a massage. I do that every month, almost every 2 weeks. We love wellness, both of us. Take foot baths.
Go to the spa.
Go to the spa. Oh, we went to the spa in this weekend. It's so good.
With our mom, yeah.
So amazing. Going into the ocean also. It's always cleansing. There's so much we can do to pamper ourselves. And we can always create the time, even if we're really, really busy.
Mm.
There's always some little loopholes that we can use.
Yeah, just like sometimes 20-minute yoga or meditation. Like last night, I was going to pick up a car. And I ended up using, 3 hours getting the car. And then driving, and then blah, blah, blah. And then when I came home, I was like, whoa. You know, when you've been driving for a long time, you feel like it's hard to just go to straight to sleep.
Yeah, a little bit buzzing.
And then my whole body was just like so craving just to sit and meditate. And I haven't meditated in probably 2 weeks.
Really?
And it was so nice.
Mm.
And it was so funny because exactly when I opened my eyes, I got like the sweetest message ever. It was like ding, ding. And oh. I was just so funny.
I love that.
And
very aligned.
Yeah, sometimes it just connects with like my guides or whatever. Like I really
you get the memo.
Yeah. And it's really, really beautiful. But no, actually I found out that I don't really like to meditate every single day. I do it more as like this, I don't know, I just found a different flow in it that works for me.
Is it because of obligation energy? Yeah,
I think so.
Mm, interesting. Can you share a bit?
Yeah, because before I had more rigid morning routine, I was like, no phone, 10-minute meditation, drink that glass of water. You know, everything was just like, da-na-na-na-na. And now lately, I've been more like just sleeping until whenever. And then
sleep until noon-ish.
No, I mean, I always wake up early, but
yeah,
just not doing anything so serious when I wake up. And then like what I like to do is something, go for a walk or something, exercise, and then listen to music, for example. I don't know. I just followed like what felt good.
Hmm.
And then suddenly you're like, oh, I crave doing something else.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Suddenly I didn't feel right to, I felt kind of nauseous drinking lemon water. I don't know. Oh, it just like, I didn't want it.
Yeah.
And then I just listened to that.
Mm. It's amazing.
And also like my whole food preferences have shifted so much. Yeah. Like I can't have smoothies in the morning anymore.
No, me neither.
I've had 5 years of freaking smoothie bowls in the morning.
I did enjoy that a lot
though. Yeah, and now I just can't have a single smoothie bowl in the morning.
I still love a good acai.
Yeah, for sure. No, I still love smoothies, but it's just like, it's funny when you actually, before I would be like, no, but that's exactly what is the healthy thing to do, and that's what I have to eat.
That's when you listen to your brain.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't give good results.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. And now I'm like, but I want pancakes, okay. Or something else. And then
It's so healthy. Oh my god.
Yeah. It's good. Like this next level of life and
wealth.
It's fun.
And it's freedom.
Yeah.
It's absolute freedom to do what feels good. Uh-huh. And to not let your ego and your logical mind and your scientific evidence of health and wellness take over.
Mm.
You're not the same every day.
No.
And whatever is researched to be the most healthy isn't necessarily the healthiest for you in that moment.
Yeah, and that's why I'm starting to believe that. It's like, how can you actually... I mean, I understand how, for example, you can have evidence that meditation is great for you, but in each moment, you never know what is aligned for one person or aligned for another.
Yeah.
Which is the fun part about getting to know yourself more.
Yeah. Which makes generalizing things trickier.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we still, I mean, we still eat such nourishing, healthy, organic, beautiful food every day.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm drawn to. That's what I love.
Yeah.
But yeah, lately I also had such chips cravings.
Yeah. So good. Just craving that salty.
Yeah, it's probably because it's been so warm.
Yeah, it's been very warm.
And yeah, but that's been like, it's been fun. Fun journey of breaking out of something that was overdue and then listening to something new.
So brave. Yeah, you used to be very stubborn.
Yeah. Very. I would literally make smoothie bowls like when we were in the cabin in the middle of the winter.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's cold. No.
But it's but still... It's
timing for everything.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm probably going to go back.
Yeah.
And be like, how could I?
Yeah.
So do you have any more else? Any else tips? Any more other tips?
Any more else? Yeah, I was picturing like a rainy day back in Norway. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking what I would do. It's time for really cozying up, I would say.
Yeah.
And the fall, autumn time is just so cozy.
And also maybe booking a trip.
Book a trip, but also like cozy up your home with candles, crystals, blankets, all the well-being. Mm. But getting some good fresh air and going out in nature.
Yeah.
That, I mean, when I spent a whole last, no, 2 years ago, the winter in Valur in Norway.
Yeah.
I walked probably an hour every day in the fresh, crisp air. And then coming in and lighting the candles and cooking something warm and soothing just was such, oh, it was so cozy. Mm. It's like being on a cabin trip all the time.
Yeah, I hated it.
We're all very different. There's always possibilities for soothing yourself and well-being no matter where you are. Mm. You don't have to change. You don't have to go anywhere else.
No.
You don't have to, yeah, you can find, it's inside.
Mm.
It is within you.
Mm.
Important.
Yeah. So basically, to sum this up, we all are all the time 24/7 creating karma for ourselves by the choices that we make.
Mm.
And no matter where you are when you're listening, you can start to make a positive choice. And how do you know it's a positive choice? Filter it through your heart and see what feels like love.
And get to know yourself in the depth.
Mm.
And you probably already do.
Yeah.
But you can always reach out to people who can help you
deepen
your connection with yourself.
Yeah. And then just know that when you know, like, for example, what triggers you and where you're holding back, then you know. And then you actually have a responsibility to act differently.
Yeah. If you see a repeating pattern over and over again, you know, okay, it's time to change.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Mm.
100%.
Yeah.
We hear the most beautiful stories every single day about transformation, and it's amazing.
Mm.
And that is how you open up the possibility for your actual incarnation, your soul gifts to shine.
Yeah.
And that's why you're here.
Mm. And we're not here to be punished. It's not a lesson. It's not a test from the universe.
It's not a struggle.
No. Like, we're literally here to have fun and create results. That's it.
And live in abundance and shine and feel fulfilled and connected to the depth of who we are and to service that out to the world through our gifts.
Mm.
And that takes courage.
Yeah. So I guess that's our message for today.
Yeah, so good to be back in the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like the episode, then... share it with a friend or share it on Instagram story. We'd love to see where you are when you're listening, or that you are listening doing a specific thing, or just some thoughts and feels. spread the message out to you, someone you love.
Mm.
And yeah.
So next week we have a episode that I'm excited for. It's in Norwegian, and it's a rare Norwegian episode.
Mm.
But for our Norwegian listeners, it's such a beautiful episode with Torunn Antonsen, who is one of the most renowned healers in Norway.
Oh, that episode is so good.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. I'm so excited for you to hear it.
Her energy is incredible.
Mm. She's like love. I felt healed after.
Yeah, she's pure love energy.
Yeah.
So get ready to fill up your heart next week.
Mm.
I'm going to listen to it again and again and again.
Me too. And other than that, we wish you a beautiful week, and we'd love, as Suzanne said, hearing from you. So reach out, and we will leave links to everything we've talked about, the retreat, the waiting list, and our shop in the description of the episode.
Yeah, and of course our membership,
yeah,
where we connect every single week.
Mm.
With teachers, and we also hold our sessions, and we go really in depth in everything that we talked about today. So
yeah,
if you feel called to become a member, please join. It's super fun, and you'll make a lot of new friends as well. It's a beautiful community.
Yeah. All right. Kay. Until next time.
Ciao.